Penguin Random House Audio presents Quiet in Her Bones by Nalini Singh. Read for you by Raj Varma. 1. My mother vanished without a trace 10 years ago. So did $250,000 in cash from my father's safe. The police came. The neighbors whispered that she was a thief. My father called her a bitch. She'll turn up, and when she does, I'll have her in handcuffs. That's what he said. That's what he screamed. He was right. It took 10 years, but she has turned up. The police found her car in the dense bush of the Waitakere Ranges Regional Park 4 hours ago. She was inside. Well, her bones were anyway. Those bones were clothed in the remnants of the red silk shirt she was wearing that night. The night I heard her scream. 2. I just spent 2 hours staring at my unfinished manuscript when the police came to the door of my father's subtly upscale residence of glass and polished wood. Designer enough to make it clear he was no ordinary man, but understated enough to blend into the dark green landscape that surrounded it. I'd come home to live after my hospital discharge a month ago. Doctor's orders. You can't be on your own, Dr. Binchy had said, hazel eyes unblinking behind square black spectacle frames. Not yet. I didn't know why I hadn't just hired a nurse instead of returning to this unhappy place thick with ugly memories. Before adding, then deleting, 1,000 pointless words on my next book, I started to look up nursing agencies. Then the police came. The middle.